Hello, everybody. Welcome into 2018. This is Darlene with the Center for Sacred Studies. I'm the executive director and been a part of this program since it began many, many, many years ago already, about 25 or so or more. And I just wanted to say welcome to each and every one of you. And I'm really excited to not only be on a call with you tonight with my sisters and our amazing staff and helpers and orchestrators for Maestro and registrars. I just want to say that it'll be exciting to be sitting in the Stargate class once again in this mystery for 2018, and it's just such a beautiful time to be doing this. I'm very excited. So I wanted to say that much and welcome you all on the phone and say welcome to Jyoti, who's on the call tonight, and Wendy Cummins as well, who will be teaching with me. Margene, thank you for orchestrating this call, and we send prayers and healing to Hanayo, who is down with the flu tonight, and sending her love as well. And Valerie, our most amazing, we call her the mayor of our Guerneville town, as well as the registrar for this class. So thank you all, and all of those that are going to be assisting and helping and on board with this next class, I want to say thank you to them as well. And all of you who are on the phone who have been in Stargate before and who decided to join us tonight too, we're looking forward to hearing from everybody. And first we're going to open up with a prayer. My sister Wendy here is going to offer that up, and then Jyoti is going to talk about the history of Stargate and the process and give you a little of the mystery, and not too much though, a little of the mystery that unfolds during this process. So I just want to say aho and thank you, and Wendy, if you will, I want to turn it over to you to offer up a prayer.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Darlene. I appreciate it. And I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody, and really excited that we're on this call and, bringing in the new year coming together. So with that, I'd like to invite everybody to take a nice deep breath in. Aho, Creator, in all of the names that we know you, thank you. Thank you for this breath of life. Creator, we give thanks for the helpers of the four directions, for the ancestors of this land, and for the way that all of our helping spirits come to us right now and hold us as we move forth in 2018 and allow our prayers and dreams and what's in our hearts to unfold. Creator, thank you for each one of these beautiful people that have shown up tonight on this call to get more information and to open their hearts, Creator, and clear their minds so they can align with the teachings here and the alignment with, you know, if they're aligned with Stargate or not, and the places that it touches their heart, Creator, may they be open and clear and allow our heart to touch theirs. Creator, thank you for Jyoti and for Darlene and for all the people that have continued to hold this prayer in their hearts so we can continue to offer this training, Creator. And thank you for my life and all of the blessings that I have seen and unseen, Creator, and may my heart touch each and every person's heart on this call, Creator, and may we continue to feel your love. Aho.
Aho. Thank you, Wendy. So, Jyoti, I'd like to turn it over to you tonight for you to share the story.
Thank you, Darlene, and thank you all my sisters that are gathered on this call and brothers that are on the other side as well, because I see we have a mixture of folks, and I'm very happy about that. And because I'm trying to do a quick brushstroke of the story and how it came to be with you tonight, because I think it demonstrates totally the alchemy of a process that has we've been following since our inception. And actually the Stargate class and the formula for Stargate was received a couple years before we moved up to the mountain and started our intentional community called Kayamari. So I had no idea when it came that it was going to end up becoming a cornerstone in the building of not only our community, but other communities in different places across this globe. So it's been a humbling experience as well. So let me just back up and tell you that I was I had my practices in the Bay Area. I had three offices that were running, and I was full, and my plate was full, and I was still traveling and teaching about spiritual emergence and all over the planet doing things like that. So I had a really full plate that was exciting and fulfilling and inspiring to me. And one day, I had this amazing hot tub that I call my cathedral because it was sitting in the middle of a, when a big redwood dies, it leaves a fairy ring, they call it, of little redwoods all around it. And so that's where this hot tub sat, right in the ring of this fairy ring of redwoods. And when I leaned my head back, it just looked like this amazing earth cathedral. And my practice was to get up every morning and go sit in my hot tub on my back deck in the midst of all this and meditate. And one morning I was in there, and the voice came, that direction from the lady that I've come to love and trust so much. And she said, you're going to start a Stargate class. She gave it to me like that. And I said, I'm going to what? She said, you're going to start Stargate. It's a formula I'm about to give you. And so she downloaded the formula. The formula were the five weekends, which you all, I think, by now probably know. She said each weekend will be what the class has to focalize and focus on in order to see what it takes to bring a vision into manifestation. So the first weekend, they'll be focusing on preparation. The next weekend, they'll be focusing on preparation. The next weekend, the next weekend, initiation, integration, and actualization. Those were the bones of the formula that she gave to me. So I had some resistance to this direction, instruction. I was, and she lets me get along with that for a little while, but she continued to nudge at me, and then one day got very strong with me and said, it's time to put this in motion now. And she gave me the names of the people that I would invite into that first ask, that first offering. And they had been people that Russ and I had been working with for several years in different ceremonial works and in the kinds of ways that we were teaching back then about spiritual emergence and those kinds of tools and teachings that had come to us. So I sat down, I made the invite to the list that I had been given, and we got the facility. It was down in Carmel, and we got a cook. That was the only, we didn't have any assistants. It was just me and Russ and one cook in the place. We had it all ready. Time was marching by. I was so surprised because everybody we had invited filled the class. The classes were full. But I hadn't gotten any more instruction about the bones. All I had were the bones. So we were marching towards the time when we were going to hold it, and so now I'm starting to really get a little nervous, and I'm starting to pray pretty hard, and I'm saying, please, Mom, you haven't given me, we got them all coming, I followed your instruction, and everything's in place, I got all these people that have signed up, we've already taken in their monies in order to hold their seats, but you haven't given me what we're supposed to do the first weekend. Nothing, she said, nothing. You can imagine how I must be feeling. It was quite a work inside of me and Russell. So now we're here. It's the weekend. I still haven't received anything, so we've got to pack our car. So we just put everything that we possibly thought we could use. We put things in so we could run a sweat lodge. We put things in so we could have music should we want to do our breath works. We put things in so we could draw. We put all these different, we packed the carpool with everything that we possibly thought could possibly pop out, but still we had no plan for the weekend. We're driving to Carmel, and finally she says to me, get a paper and take notes. So I got a piece of paper, and she started to write out exactly what we were going to do for that weekend. And that's what we did. When we got there, we unpacked, we got everything ready, and that's what we did. At the end of the weekend, Russ and I both looked at each other, and it had been so full of magic and so full of an archetypal energy that was poignant. We could all feel it and touch it. It touched everybody. It touched us. And we both looked at each other and said, "What was that?" And I said, "I don't know, but we just started. It's the first weekend." We still didn't know what we were doing next. We just knew when we were coming together and where we were coming together. And that's how it unfolded throughout the entire year, by us going and her giving it just at the last moment what we were going to be doing next. And so it unfolded for us. Now, I made notes that first year, but all of a sudden at the end of the year when we had another full round of classes coming in because people were really charged by the process and so they wanted to go forward, and we had an original template that is still operating in Prague. What happened to the original template here is that at a certain period in time, she chose for this base to hold the stargates and only open them when enough people ask for them, because Stargate in its entirety has never, ever been, we've never done a large marketing campaign. It's more been word of mouth is how it spread, and by us sharing amongst ourselves in our community, that's how it has always taken. So this year we had a large number of people that were really pushing for over a year, saying they were ready and wanted the Stargate, and so the door pops open and Stargate comes and presents itself. And the rest of the energy that we're holding here on Turtle Island went towards developing the ministerial program so that it could stretch itself and what she called creating that virtual community, because she said there'll come a time when we won't be able to travel like we do now, and that the points of light that she's needing activated will then catch and move the waves of consciousness across the globe that she's needing us to assist her with. And so that's how I've come to know it. So what happened then with as the Stargate program came together and it caught on fire, we had people that were flying. Then we started Kayamari in 1995 on our mountaintop, and we had people that, to my surprise, were flying in from Europe to participate in our Stargate programs. That was quite an expensive adventure, if you can imagine. And we have not really increased the cost too much with our Stargate program since its inception. So it's been remarkable to watch. It also became the platform where we, as a new community living together on top of a mountain, when we all came together to live up there, Russ and I knew all the players. There were 16 that moved in with us when we moved up there, but only a couple of people knew each other. So she had given us a formula that would help us work out the interpersonal issues and challenges that would present themselves as 16 people coming to live together on a mountain for the first time off the grid, and starting something like a spiritual community. And none of us, we were all very naive about, at least I'll speak for myself, I was very naive, but we were all extremely devoted to making a change happen on this planet and walking in a different way on the Earth. Stargate would be a... it would give us the interpersonal abilities and skills to work through these things. It would help us learn how to start to create a village that we were living in, that was living with a way of life that was following earth-based ceremonial teachings and practices. It would show us how to grow our children and how to mature ourselves. And we as a community, when we came together, one of our main intentions was we wanted to see if a village of us could reach enlightened states, because we knew if we moved into our full authenticity, if we moved into a place where our full presence was available, then we would do no harm. And we were dedicated to doing no harm, and for passing that legacy to our children and our grandchildren. And so Stargate became not only a way to help to do that, but Russ and I, because we were graced by this great gift, we ended up giving at the beginning times $100,000 worth of scholarships so that people could open themselves and start that healing process individually and collectively. And then when we brought the Stargate over to Europe, we gave another $100,000 of scholarships over there to do the same thing on the European continent. Now, Russ and I and Darlene mostly were flying around back and forth over to Europe when we started to take Stargate, when it wanted to go over there because more and more people from Europe were wanting, and it was just such an expensive venture for them. So we started to take it over there, and we had started making relations in Prague, and we had many relations because of the travel and the work that Russ and I had done prior all across Europe, and especially in Germany and Switzerland. And so we brought the East and the West together. Sorry. Frog in my throat, excuse me. We brought the East and the West in Europe together that were children of the war. Now, these were the Jewish people who had been killed and locked up by the German people, the Germanic people. And so those were the children of the war that were coming together to study with us in our Stargate class. So we began to see immediately that this was an archetypal medicine field that was growing us and maturing us through this intention we had held together to actualize ourselves and to do that for peace and unity amongst all nations. And so we would go over to Europe and we would do two modules at a time. And as the Stargate began to grow, as the people finished the first Stargate level, then they wanted more. And so there was another level that was developed, and then they wanted more. And we said, now you're going to learn how to swim in the pot, and then you're going to learn how to be the pot. You're going to be the container. You're going to learn what the protocols that nature is giving us to create safe a container, and a container that will hold live, very radically alive, archetypal energies. Finally, at the end of this first template, it took about 5 to 6 years to get through, we thought, but nobody was wanting to graduate. So I went to them and finally sat down. I said, what's going on? Why, how come you don't want to graduate? And they said, well, because we're not ready to leave the field. And so that created what our wisdom keepers were about, and they were became our guardians. And they became the guardians of the whole field for Kayumari, for all the different activities of our community, and began to be the participants in helping stir what the mother was going to hand us as our mission for walking for global peace and unity amongst all people. So that's Stargate. That's how it kind of came into being. I cannot, after all these years, I thought it was going to be for 1 year. That was all I was signed up for. And as Darlene said, some 25 years later, here we are offering Stargate to you. And in our program, our full template that's operating a Stargate in Europe, in our Prague community, last year, I guess it was, they said, we're going to register people and the first come, first serve. And by 3 a.m. that morning, it was all full. There were no more seats to hold. And so it's still participating there. It's still producing the same things. It's still awakening individuals to their full authenticity. It's, she said it was the formula that would align the soul and the heart with its mission that it came to do, and it would help propel it forward. It also, we came to realize, was an enormous ingredient in building spiritual community and building communities of individuals that want to raise consciousness and are the change makers of our times. That's what we came to see. It had, at one time or another, it's had up to three generations of family members in its Stargate. I remember sitting in the living room one time during Stargate, and the kids came up. They were always up there while the parents were in Stargate and running around, and they came up and they had their hands on their hip and they said, "Jyoti, can you please sit down?" I said, "Oh, this must be serious. What's going on?" They said, "Well, how come Mom and Dad get Stargate and we don't?" I said, "Well, that's a really good question. So let me take it into meditation and ask the mother about it and let's see what she said." So the next day they came up and they had their hands on their hip again. "Well, what did she say?" And I said, "Well, she didn't say anything. That means she's putting something in motion. So let's wait and see." And that's how the Stargate for Children came into being during the summer months that we still offer to this day. Thank you, Darlene, because she's held the post for that and has really grown in remarkable ways, both in our Prague community and over here as well. And Meenakshi in the early days had a lot to do with that. And Wendy, I'm sure, is great mama up at the Kayamari, also had her hands on things. So it's been everything with Stargate and everything that we do even now as a community grew from our circles in Stargate because we manage Center for Sacred Studies through circles. Everything grew through our circles. This gave us a foundation and a base to sit down with each other and come to agreement with how we would focalize and intentionalize that focus to move forward with our soul's mission. What I've come to see over the years is that people recognize each other in Stargate. They recognize their tribe. We recognize ourselves as a soul group, and that group has grown over the years, and we have matured, and we have learned a lot. We've made mistakes. We've fallen down. We've fallen sideways, but we still got back up, and we still went with our prayer, and we continued on in our learning, and that is what brings us to you tonight. So that's the alchemy of the process. Like I said, I don't know after all these years how it works, but I can just tell you that it dynamically does work. And it works for the individual, at least this is my experience, it works for the individual where they live in themselves. So that means that we've had all ages and we've had all different, and all the variety of what individuals do in their lives, from being physicians to mothers to grandmothers to nurses to psychiatrists to judges to military people to producers of film and authors of books to masseuses, to farmers, to, I mean, it's just the gamut of occupation and what people's lives and how they were investing in those lives and the talents of those lives have all been extremely diverse, which I'm thankful for because it speaks to the diversity of the basket we all hold and follow direction from and move forward with always. So that's part of my story giving. I don't want to take up more time because I want to make sure you have plenty of time for your questions, and you may have some questions of me even now. I'll be on the line. I would just say to you, more than anything else, look into your heart, and if your heart is calling you, then work the rest out. You know, when I was in India, and I was really getting ready to do a meditation practice for several days, for hours and hours every day, and I was intimidated by it, and I was afraid that I would let Dhyan Yogi down and not complete it, because I know how important it is to complete something once you put that kind of thing in motion with a master teacher. My fear was, is because of I have auditory dyslexia, And of course, Creator put me in all these circles where I have to learn all these different chants and songs and things in regards to sound. But Dion Yogi said to me, sound creates and sound corrects. Don't forget that, Jyoti. And he gave me the seed of the way I would work in the world and the kinds of people and places we would go and things we would do and carry. So, you know, I was in my meditation practice and my biggest fear came. I could not remember my mantra. Now, I've been saying my mantra for like 5 straight days, hours, every day. It was starting to pray me, the mantra, and so it was in my thoughts and in my dreams. It was everywhere, and then all of a sudden, I could not remember my mantra. So I was like, don't panic, just breathe. But it wasn't coming back. Some time was passing, and when you're in a practice like this, you have to do a certain amount of mantras every day in order to complete this on time. So that crunch was on me, and all of a sudden I heard Rum, and I said, so just say that one word. The instruction was Rum. So I said Rum, and then Rum Ramayanama, my mantra came right behind it. And then it was gone again. I didn't remember it. And then say Rum, Rum Ramay Namaha. My mantra came, there it was again. And that was how I got through it. And the lesson that came out of that from the teachings was, whatever you put in that first box, your whole life is going to line up right behind it. So if you put God in that first box, your whole life is going to line up right behind it. You put worry in that first box, your whole life is going to line up behind it. You put fear of snakes in that box, your whole life is going to line up behind it. And so it goes. So right now, as you're making a choice through your heart and with your heart, see what's in the first box. And if it's your heart and your soul and your God, that's going to be what lines up behind it. And when you take some, this is not just a workshop, this is a medicine. And so when you say yes to it, then you must say yes and you must complete it so that you will have good benefit, because it will shake things and there'll be parts of you that want to move away from it at times for whatever reason. That's when you hold on tightest with us and lean into the team that will be working with you, because that's what our community is all about and that's how we get to the place where we can actualize our true selves. So I'll leave it that way, Darlene, and hope that that at least exemplifies some of the mystery and the alchemy involved here, and maybe there's lots of questions that people have.
Wow.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice.
I don't know about you, Wendy.
Refresher.
Yeah.
That's where we've been.
Brings back a lot of yummy things. Yes, indeed. Let's see.
94, yes, right?
94. Wendy and I were in that first one together. Yes, it was quite something. So
we have stories.
We have stories, and so another benefit of sitting with us in these circles is you get to laugh and have some stories, too. So, yes, again, thank you, Jyoti. That was great. And the way this works now, I understand, is that if you would like to have, we're opening this next part up for questions and answers that hopefully we'll have, and you'll have the questions, or maybe you'll have the answers, and that will be fun, too, is what I understand is when you on your handset, you press the number 1, and then we will know that you have a question or would like to speak, and then we can call on you, and we might need to ask some people to put themselves on mute if it gets too noisy, or just be conscious of that. And I believe, is that a 6? Margine, mute. She's muted, so we can't hear her. All right, well, I will get back to you on the mute. And does anybody want to have comments or have some? There she is.
Yes, sorry, I tried to unmute me myself. I go to mute people, no problem. Unmute
okay.
People, okay.
Okay, great, that's perfect. All right, well, thank you. And so let's open up, press your 1 button. a number of people on the call. We got a list of some of you who have been through the whole program. Nice to see your names. Wow. Some we've been walking with for a long, long time. And it's fun to see our also those who have taken our ministry program or are currently in that as well. And, yeah, lots of, you can see that it becomes a richness of a way of life. And we have community everywhere, which is really yummy. So I don't see any hands up. So one of the things that I, since I have the mic, huh, is that in the story I was realizing that I'm one of those people that both my children, both my daughters, who are now like 31 and 29 years old, took these classes, took Stargate at different times. And it was interesting when they both chose to do it. It wasn't in their age order, wasn't in the same year. And it was really interesting and beautiful to watch and how that Stargate has helped us and our family through so many different life experiences that come towards us. So I'm just so very grateful. I'm really grateful for Joe T and for Russell, our spiritual mom and pop, our grandmas and grandpa, and what this program has done for so many. It's not even a program. It's, yes. So, come on, raise your, number one. We'll give you a voice.
So I'd like to know why people are coming up with questions, because I'm sure you have a question. I was at a party the other day for New Year's Eve, and a friend of mine said, well, yeah, you know, but what is Stargate? I don't really know what it is. And it said, yeah, well, that's the mystery part of it, because it's an alchemical process, and it's designed so that when we meet ourselves every weekend, and it builds on itself. So each weekend, you know, we're meeting different, deeper parts of ourselves. And you can't really explain how to do that, because, and it's an experiential, it's a feeling thing. And so when we're getting more into the conversation, you know, I realized that what helped her to understand what I was talking about is that we study subtle energy. We're in an alchemical field together where we all get to be ourselves and be authentic and study the realms of subtle energies and our psychic energies and places inside of ourselves where out in the main there isn't room to be able, there's no place to really talk about those subtle energy bodies that we know we have, and how are we an empath, or how do we deal with it? So in that sense, as we're diving into ourselves, we're also, you know, in a study of how our energy field works and how it interacts with our environment. And it's a really fun thing to do in a group of people where it's a safe container.
Well, you know, Wendy, the mother said to us early on, she said, everyone here is an herb in my garden. And what your job is to fully potentiate your herb. And then I will decide what herbs I'm pulling together to cook in the pot to do something for the earth. And I found that to be a truism throughout my 30 years of tenure with all of this. So I think that's kind of the basis of it all. And coming to own who you are and stand up inside yourself is what we all want for everyone. Because then we'll have a solution for what's happening on the planet right now. And right now the mother is really galvanizing her warriors of light, the ones that walk for life and follow her instruction and learn to live and communicate and dialogue with nature again. And that's what you do every single weekend. You drop into that kind of field of understanding, and that understanding lives in each and every one of you. And so your own knowledge lights up and starts to share itself with you. And that's what we have seen consistently throughout all these years. So maybe that brings some questions to mind for some.
Thank you. Thank you both. Okay, so Diana, you have your hand up.
Oh, yay, Diana.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yay.
We can.
Okay, cool. Well, hello, I'm Diana. And my husband, Sean, is going to be doing the Stargate program, and I'm kind of listening in for him because he's away right now. So I had a question for him and then a second question for myself. First, are there any, like, books or things that are, like, recommended reading for the Stargate program throughout that process?
Yes.
Oh, are there books?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then my second question is, I just turned in my application for the ministry program, and I do feel drawn to both, but I feel more strongly for the ministry program at this time for myself. But I am wondering, is that an appropriate order to go through the program?
No.
Can I answer? You know, I think you, this is you listening to your herb, because the way your alchemy is putting yourself together is your formula. And some of the... She put a table down, and she put these tools on our table. And what's so amazing about the table is that we have more than one tool that certain individuals will be drawn to get further depth and understanding and knowledge in. And that will take you down to the root of who you are in your own authenticity. So how your formula works would be that way, and this would be for your son. So, yeah, I think you're right on course.
Awesome. Thank you. I look forward to it.
Yay. Thank you, Diana. That's going to be exciting. Okay, so we have two Kari's. This is, there's a Kari that has your hand up.
That would be me.
That would be you. Oh, hi.
Hi, Kari. Hi.
Hi, everyone.
We know you.
I hear your voices. I missed you. So I just wanted to pop in. I do have some technical questions for after the call about facilitating, but I just wanted to just offer my two bits and my support for anyone who's considering this program and this program. It was a life-changing event for me and for many people I have met along the way, and I can look at some of my very best friends who are in my life today, goodness, Kenneth and I just had our 21-year anniversary, and we met there. Well, we met through Kayamari. So 23 years, I think it's been, that I've been a part of this community. And I stepped away for school and came back, and it is such a blessed homecoming and such a joy to be back in walking these ways again. It's just filling my heart. And I, like I said, I just know most of my close friends now and my partner in life have come through relationships I've met through this program. So it not only did it help me get to know myself better, it also brought me into relationship in a much better, more authentic way. So I want to thank all of you, my sister, my mother, my sister, and say, thank you for all that you've done for all these years and continue to do, because there's 23 years later, there's still so much more to know that I'm feeling just full of joy to be able to continue to walk on this path with you.
Mm, awesome, Kari.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. You're amazing.
We love you.
Right back at you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so let's see, we have a scroll. So we have another community member, Stefan.
Yes, hello.
There.
Well, this is Linda.
Linda.
Yes, Stefan is right here.
Uh-huh,
but,
hi, Linda.
Yes, he helped me to be able to get connected with you, and I think it's really, I listened to you, and I find it amazing. It's something that I've been thinking about for a long time, but I just walked my path all alone, and I have all these ideas, and when I hear you say that you're actually realizing or doing this, it's just amazing for me to know that, you know, people are really, really making this come true. And it's been going on for so many years. So, yes, I'm a channel, and I've been a channel since I was in my early 30s, so that's about 30 years. And I never knew what to do with this gift. And ever since I was a little kid, I've been very different. I've had many, many experiences. And I really wasn't that fortunate to have anyone to help me with it. And so I decided one day just to walk my path and learn on my own. And for some reason, I ended up with the Huicholes, that they call them, the Huaridicas. And Stefan was telling me that that, you know, you have some of their traditions, or you're using some of their traditions. And I said, wow, I can't believe this. So I just wanted to say that hello, and I'm really glad that I'm beginning to know what you're about, and I hope someday I could join you. And here's Stefan. I don't know if he wants to ask something.
Oh. Hi, Judge Judy. It's me. Hello.
Hi.
I got the flu, so I'm just going to say hi, and it's nice to hear your guys' voice. And I just introduced and brought the idea here past Linda for her to decide what to do. I'm not trying to stay neutral. I just pass the information on. And I love you guys, and stay healthy, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas. And here's Linda again.
Feel better, Stefan.
Thank you.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for sharing, Linda. And,
okay.
I look forward to the time when we get to meet.
Yes, I really hope so, and I hope it's soon. Stefan was asking me the other day, because I was mentioning something about the fifth. Is the Earth right now in the fifth dimension? Would you be able to answer that, or would you know that?
Well, I could. I'm sure there's. This is a question that we could spend several hours talking about, because we're moving into that fifth dimension, and some are already living in it.
Okay.
Some would say that would be how we would answer it.
Okay.
It's a good question and a deep study one, you know.
Okay.
So we encourage those kind.
No, it's just that there's some things that I know, but when somebody asks me, I doubt myself. So I'm glad that you mentioned it, and you said it exactly the way I understand it. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you, Linda. Thank you. Thank you, Jyoti. And Stefan, feel better. Yes. All right, so we've got a couple more hands, and Johanna.
Hi.
I'm
currently in that CSS program, and I'm wondering how does the reading material or any homework in Stargate, the load of it, how much of it is it, and how does it compare to that of CSS?
How does it compare to the ministry program?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, like the load, the amount of it.
Mm-hmm. Wendy, were you going ahead?
Yeah, because in the ministry program, you have set readings and papers and things every month, and Stargate is more experiential, so you'll be having more experiential things to do rather than weekly or monthly assignments. However, we do have a recommended reading list, and there are a couple of very small books, Pema Chodron books, that we ask that people read, you know, so that we all are speaking a similar language. So it's really not comparable at all in terms of, you know, hours spent. It's energetically and emotionally, on the other hand, well, that's a different story.
Okay, thank you.
Just saying.
Thank you.
That's a really, really good question. So thank you for that one, yes. Okay, Jennifer Hensick, you have your hand up.
Hi. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi. All of you, and I'm just so excited to be on this call and that the program's starting soon and that my husband Kyle and I get to do it together and more time with all of you. Yeah, so we're really excited and can't wait. So, yeah. Great
well,
to hear your voices too.
We're excited too. We love it. You know, Wendy and I both went through our Stargate was just for couples. So I know that I love it when there's more couples in here. So that's fun. Very
Yay.
Fun.
And my partner, Michael's going to be going in, so I get to go round two in a couples in a little different way.
So it's Kyle's wonderful.
And he has a question for you. Love you guys.
Love you.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Kyle. Hi.
Hi, Kyle.
So a couple of logistical questions. Imagine that from me. So I know it's a little bit of a taboo topic to talk about time, but can someone give us a sense of what time it starts on Thursdays for those of us trying to kind of plan things out a little bit?
For sure.
That's not taboo.
That's very, yes. So I think registration opens at 5 o'clock on Thursday night. And then we'll have dinner, and then the circle opens. And then on most cases, if you think about, like, heading off the mountain about 4 or 5, except one particular time, and we'll talk about that later, you might need to have a little bit more time than that.
Right. So dinner's at 7, and we circle at 8.
Perfect. That's very helpful. I was trying to figure out if Thursday is a absolutely can't-work day or if it can be both. Sounds like it
both
can be both.
And. You know, we're all about the both and.
Yes,
I was just going to say that's my only question, and I would just, if there are any other men that somehow were, I don't know, maybe politely coerced by their significant others to get onto this call, I would just shout out to them that there's so much trust and love in this group of people. That I hope that they too can trust their heart and dive in head first because it's worth it.
Mm.
Oh.
Thank you, Kyle. That's
yay,
that's
in
great.
My eyes.
Looking forward to seeing everybody soon.
Wonderful. Okay. We are too, and we'll be sending some things out too that have all those details in it very quickly. Okay. So then we have Jennifer Cormier.
Hi, Darlene. Hi, Wendy. Hi, Josie.
Hi.
So great to hear all of you. Thanks, Jyoti, for that little brushstroke of story time. I love to be in story time with you, so thank you for that. I'm standing at this, threshold door, about to scream yes, and I have my application. I just got an email from Valerie, or Hanayo, saying, are you in? We got where's your application? We didn't receive it yet. So I think, I know going through the ministry program and the silent retreat, I'm perfectly aware of the incapability of clarity, maybe, in vocalization of what exactly it is. You know, how do you really describe an alchemical process in a mystery sort of space, but I'm what I'm sitting with now is just the reality of I just moved with Akoya to Encinitas and we're here and I'm trying to walk with him and one of the reasons why I came was so he could be with Papa, and he's with Papa right now, and, you know, the logistical world is lining up so that I might be able to, you know, take 5 weekends this year away from him to come. So that's lined up, and I still haven't spoken to him about that possibility, but I'm hoping that's in alignment. And then the other piece is the financial piece, which I'm trying to figure out how to pay rent and eat and things. And I don't doubt that that it might come into place. So what I was thinking of doing was, well, you know, I could put out maybe a GoFundMe, you know, or I could ask some relative or, you know, someone from my community that might be able to give me a gift or a loan or something. So, but I, you know, sat down to think about what I would write, and I have no idea. Like, hey, would you help me go through this alchemical subtle energy 5 weekend thing? Because it's very important for me to do. And that's about, you know, so I think maybe for just a small tidbit from someone who's been through it, or I know people from every walk you explained have gone through this process, and, you know, I'm just wondering if the process is a mystery, maybe there's something about the result. There's some concrete some things that have happened on the other side that I could share or something. I don't know if that makes any sense, but to I don't know exactly how to call out for help and what to say I'm asking for help with. So I'll leave that however you want to help me with that piece.
Well, Jennifer, this is Jyoti, and, you know, if you want to just, if you send me an email so we can, when I open my emails tomorrow, I can be reminded and we can set up a time to chat. I'd be glad to process all of this with you so that you can feel good in yourself with what you're choosing.
Okay.
I'm going to do it that way because I think this is, I would not want to give you less time than is necessary to answer this question. And I know you so personally and know the big process you're in, so I want to support that process in any way I can. Would that be helpful?
Yeah, thank you, Jyoti.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you. So.
Well, and the other thing I'd like to add to that, Jennifer, this is Wendy, is that, you know, I just moved, and part of that move was about, we had 60 days, and it was daunting. Like, I don't even know how this is going to happen, but I applied manifestation principles by really trusting that when I focused on something and felt and acted as if I already had it, because it was in alignment with my, you know, what the mother wanted me to be doing. And I allowed myself to be open to it showing up in some curiously magical way. And it happened for us. And we've been applying pretty loosely. I mean, I have to tell you, we have not been following the whole formula, and it still works. Truth be told, taking some shortcuts, but it's been working. So I want to let you know from my own personal experiences, we manifested a house that was 2.5 times more rent than what we were paying. And everything was more expensive, and there was nothing on the market. And other people can collaborate that's on this call. Darlene and Jyoti, I processed with them. But I lined up around what it was that I wanted. And it happened. And so I just want to let you know that it's real when it's in alignment and we line up behind it. So I'm going to suggest that if you feel this is what's up next for you, is you put Akoya in the head of your box, right, because he always is. But right behind that, you put Stargate, if that's in alignment, and allow the universe to conspire to support you in getting here, because it's freaking fun. We're going to have a blast.
Thanks, Wendy. Thanks.
Yeah.
And Yeah, it's a blast, but yeah, it's a work. Yay! Well, thank you,
yeah,
Jennifer. I'm glad that you're, you know, getting that help, and you know, I'm available too. However that works, it looks like you're going to be really supported, and I'm so excited that you're close and Papa's close, and Akoya will really dig it.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think we have time for maybe one more. Kyoko, I see that your hand is up also.
Hi there. Kyoko, hi.
Welcome, hi.
Hello.
Been ages.
For folks that I haven't met, I'm in the ministry program in class of 2019, and my partner, my husband Aaron, and I will be in Stargate this session.
Yay!
And I just wanted to say
Yay!
Hi and say we're really excited. One of us much more than the other, but the other is never excited until after the event. So you can maybe guess who that is. and I also just wanted to say that, you know, for me, I've always had queer women's community for my spiritual and my family community. And it is really awesome to be able to bring my husband into a space where there's other cis guys and other men and male energy. And I'm really pumped to be to be branching out into a space that has a lot of room for him. So thanks for being here. And I'm excited to meet y'all.
Yay. So I know we're getting near time. I want to thank everybody. And I also wanted to... Valerie is on the call and has been working tirelessly like she does and helping everybody get all of their things in that they need, because as we moved from December into February with all that was going on, we have the end of this week is going to be the deadline, you know, or the cutoff time for having the class open, and we have a few left and a few seats left. So I want to thank you, Valerie, for all of the work that you've been doing to manifest this class as well, and all the help that you've been offering, and looking forward to working with you as well on the Stargate team. And I just wanted to open it up to see if you wanted to share something and maybe offer up that closing prayer. And thank you, Margene, too, for running the show tonight.
Yay!
Oh, can I just
Yay!
Valerie, I just want to add one thing before you do that closing prayer. You know, I just want to also inform people, you know, the Stargate over here is open this year, but it may not, it's been 4 years, Wendy? 4 years or five,
three,
5 years?
Three years.
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
3 years since we offered it last. And so we never know how long a period is going to transpire between each class. The mother calls when she needs the next line of her people to fully align and to fully start to potentiate that herb. So I just want to put that thought in your hearts while you're considering what you want to do as well. And I hope that there's no more questions that are burning in anybody's heart that really needs to be spoken. Just want to make sure that we offer one last thing.
Okay. You're good.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, one and
thank
all.
Thank you, Jyoti. Yay.
Thank you.
Valerie.
Thank you so much.
Yay!
Yay!
Yes.
You are a rock.
Well, I have to tell you that Stargate was the one that brought me in, and I've never left. I remember when Stacy told me about this weekend she kept going to, and she goes, well, I can't talk much about it. And I said, okay. And then she said, there's a Stargate coming up. And then then she kept telling me, just say yes. And I ended up saying yes. And I had this woman, Darlene, call me, and I went, what did I just say yes to? Oh, my God. But then everything lined up. Everything lined up, and everything was like coming home when I first was in that circle of Stargate and saw it seemed like a special formula of the people that were in the Stargate, and being able to assist. And I see the groups of people that seem like it's like you come home, and I'm just so grateful for that.
And you know, Valerie, now, what's different about this class too is that we've got a group of people that are coming together to really be deepen their education in Stargate, so that they can start running Stargates and the Stargate can go out further. So that's also the richness of what's landing, because, you know, as I said, she's pulling all her herbs together and cooking something up, because we also noticed with every Stargate was we always took on some big piece of the collective that was going to be going through a transformational process and be lifted higher. And that was our piecework at hand. So,
oh, yes, and I definitely witnessed that in the times that I've gone, the times I've assisted, I've definitely witnessed, and I just can't wait to see what this group is working and healing, and it's just so magical and so wonderful. So thank you. And if you have, anybody has any questions, I can open up that if they, you know, after this call, please feel free to, you know, contact through the email or by phone. So with that, I'd like to offer up a prayer. Holy Mother, Father God, thank you so much for bringing this circle together and bringing another year of Stargate successfully starting February in the year 2018. And I hope you continue to hold us and guide us and help with anybody that is needing support in making this decision, guide them and give them clear answers. Give them very clear answers. Aho, thank you.
Aho, thank you.
Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you, Margene and Valerie. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you,
Jyoti. That was wonderful. Thank you, each and every one of you on this call. And so please check your inbox, get a hold of Valerie. If this is really strong in your heart and you're ready to follow, we are looking forward to sitting in this circle together for this next year. So, Aho, we love you. Be happy in your hearts. Take good care of yourselves, and we'll see you February 1st.
Awesome. Bye.
Yay.
Bye. Bye.